October 24th is United Nations Day. On this day, in 1945, the UN officially came into being. Many people in Kosovo are familiar with the UN. They recognise the light blue flag. They see the UN logo on cars driving through their cities and villages. But what does the UN really mean to the average person in Kosovo?
My mind immediately imagines a crisis, some major epidemic.
What I think of first are states where unrest is taking place. The UN is always there to resolve political issues.
I have a positive opinion of the UN as an organization, but I also have a lot of criticism about its work.
I see the UN as a big family, which, at the moment, is in a state of conflict.
I think of
1999, the conflict. The UN helped Kosovo, and wherever there are crises, is there to intervene and save the population.
Farid Zarif is the UN Secretary General's special representative in Kosovo.
The United Nations was founded nearly seven decades ago, but it wasn't just meant to be an institution. It was a solemn promise to the world's people. The UN was created to save future generations from the scourge of war, to advance human rights, and to promote justice. We have faced many diverse setbacks, from genocide and terrorism to climate change and disease. It isn't easy for one organization to tackle everything from human trafficking and corruption to floods and droughts. But we must keep trying, because that's why we are here. On United Nations Day, we reaffirm our commitment to empowering the marginalized and vulnerable, and we resolve to realize our vision of a life of dignity for all.
The UN works to address challenges across the globe, and that includes Kosovo. The UN Kosovo team is made up of 21 UN and international entities. They provide support to Kosovo so that it can better meet its development needs. The team specializes in a number of crucial areas, including health, education, human rights, women's empowerment, agriculture and employment. The UN Kosovo team is chaired by its development coordinator, Andrew Russell.
We're really much focused on what we call human development. And human development ultimately is about making sure that all Kosovars have equal opportunities to share in the generation of wealth and to have long, healthy, and hopefully happy lives. We're still going to focus on three main priority areas. One is growth that is inclusive, that is sustainable, that generates jobs for Kosovars, especially for our most vulnerable women, young people. The second focus is governance and rule of law. It's still a work in progress here in Kosovo. And thirdly, I think all of us are increasingly aware of the negative impact of the environment here on health. There's still work to be done in terms of strengthening the capacities of the health system. And finally, you've got a lot of really great laws in place. The challenge now in Kosovo is the capacity to implement. And so a lot of our programs in the future will be much more focused on helping Kosovo to develop the systems of accountability, checks and balances, other ways of ensuring that the wonderful legal framework that now exists in Kosovo really starts to serve the needs of all Kosovars.
The UN is engaging on the ground in Kosovo, but UN Day is also a time to remember that Kosovo is part of a larger society, a global community.
We are not in the United Nations just for a job. We are here to serve a cause that has to do with the destiny of all mankind.